This is London calling. Here is a dispatch from our war correspondent, Ward Smith, who went in with the American airborne forces this morning.
Tell troops.
Steel helmeted, black faced, festooned from head to feet, covered the long line of bucket seats on either side of the fuselage. As I climbed aboard, the troop pilot, Major Cannon, was reading a farewell message from General Eisenhower. It spoke of the Great Crusade and ended, "Let us all beseech the blessing of Almighty God." As the door came to on us, sitting there in the dusk, we realized suddenly that we'd passed from one world to another. Perhaps that was partly the effect of the all-red lights in the plane. We had a sinking feeling in the pit of the stomach. But that didn't last long. Somehow, we seemed to leave that behind on the ground. Almost before we realized, we were off. Here and there, lights, friendly lights, winked at us. Other planes fell into close formation behind us, left and right. As everyone adjusted parachute harness, flak suits, and lay was, our mood brightened to a state of banter. "Say," someone sang out suddenly, "what's the date?" I'll feel kind of dumb down there if some guy asks me and I get it wrong. We laughed uproariously at things like this. The littlest things. The silliest things. We exchanged cigarettes. And we talked on. But somehow, never about things that mattered. We just thought about them. Suddenly, the red lights, all the lights in fact, went out. I wasn't consciously thinking of anything. But suddenly, I found the phrase very odd. And I stopped, moving through my mind over and over again. Just that. And no more. It was all very odd. Then things began to happen. The paratroop battalion commander was talking quietly to his men. A final briefing. We saw fires around us below on all sides. Our bombers had done their work. Corporal Jack Harrison of Phoenix, Arizona, who was opposite me, stepped over and thrust a packet of cigarettes into my hand. "You might need them on the way back," he said. Then he lined up with the others. Well, just in case Corporal Harrison happens to hear this, I'd like him to know that I'm keeping those cigarettes for him. He might light a smoke on the way home. But if he can spare them, I'd like to keep them always.
That was Allied War correspondent Ward Smith.